This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
So games that we have tonight in the NBA, Dallas plays at Golden State. This is probably my favorite bet on the board anyways, to take the Mavericks. And as I said earlier, I don't like to fade Steph Curry. Haven't done it very often in my life. When I do, he makes me pay for it. It's like Caitlin Clark laughing at other people. That's Steph Curry to me. Good job, Mitch. You're going to do this again. You haven't learned your lesson yet. But this Mavericks team overall, since March 11th, third best defense in the entire league, second best net rating in the entire NBA. Warriors are on. They had to have this winning streak, Paul, to, you know, potentially lock in this play-in spot, and they're on one now.
Yep.
And it wasn't like the easiest, you know, road trip of all time, but they made it look easy.
Golden State's going to be the 10, and then they're going to have to beat the Lakers or the Kings or to keep their season going and then win another one.
Uh-huh.
So they're up against it. But the door is open for the Lakers. The Suns got a big win last night. The Lakers should be able to name their score tonight coming up. But with Golden State, the Lakers, Sacramento, Phoenix, so much is going on here with 7-8 games left because the odds change every night and you can gain a game and you fall back a couple spots too because, again, the difference between 6 and 7 is night and day, and certainly it's a big difference between 7 and 8, as we've talked about. So with these two late games, and I do like Dallas, I don't trust Golden State, and I'm going to lose that win total bet over. I mean, they were fortunate to beat San Antonio the other night in a game they had to have. Mm-hmm. They were down big at halftime. So, but for Dallas to win 7 in a row and for them to buy in and get this done defensively and completely change their roster too and make some changes in what they've done. Full marks to that organization, and they are dangerous. How dangerous? I took them 25 and 30 to 1 to win the title, and I would like their path to do damage playoff time, and definitely could get the 4 seed. Certainly the 5, and now they've opened up as higher than a 3. It's got to be $4 now today with the Pelicans' loss, and right there too is the other late game, the Clippers and the Kings. About the door's open for the Lakers. Now I don't think the Clippers should be laying 3.5. They open 1. But with the Monk injury, with the schedule that's left, after this, a tough road trip for Sacramento, the Lakers can do this and catch them. Because then if you're talking about the 8 seed, even if the Lakers can move up to the 8, hello, Los Angeles, we love you. You play the Suns or the Pelicans, you win that game, guess what? You're in, you're safe, and you probably get OKC or Minnesota in the first round. And I would pick you against OKC. But if you fall down, if you're the 9, oh, you got to play Steph Curry. Okay, you win. You got to win another game. And guess what your prize is? You play the defending champs in the 1-8, and it did not go well for you last year when you were swept.
And I got news for you, too. Like, if you could lock the Denver Nuggets players into a room and say, which team would you rather face between the Lakers and the Suns, they would take 1 second to say, give us the Lakers all day long. They own that team. Meanwhile, they've had some problems with the Suns.
Well, this year, yeah.
Yeah, this year, the playoffs last year, Suns got him a couple of games, and Booker and Durant were awesome. Like, I'm not going to tell you that Denver's going to lose that series, but at least maybe Phoenix, the way that they play him and match up somehow, some way, like they might be kind of Denver's kryptonite in the Western Conference. As for the Lakers tonight, this team that they're taking on in Toronto,
boy.
I mean, it's, okay, so they've lost 13 straight. But from a point spread perspective, they were catching 9 in the last game against Philly. They lost by 15. They were catching 14 against the Knicks. They lost by 44. In this stretch of games, they were catching 16.5 against OKC. They lost by 20. Sacramento was laying 11 against them. Sacramento beat them 123-89. Orlando was laying 11. They beat them 111-96. Detroit was laying 3.5. Think about that. Against this team, they won 113-104. Lakers are laying 12 tonight. If they want to, they can win this game by 30.
Yep.
That's how bad Toronto is right now.
And they should. I mean, this is the only thing that would worry me here from a you're laying the big number and team total was do they just say, okay, let's pull everybody.
That's exactly right.
They could be up 30 in the early third quarter. It's mm-hmm. so bad. What's right? And the same thing for Utah. Utah's lost 9 in a row. Mitchell goes back to Utah. Utah won 2 games in the entire month of March. 2. So they've lost 9 in a row, and most of them have been ugly. I did watch the game Friday night where they hung in there against Houston. But other than that, I mean, they just had this homestand. They lost the three in a row at home and just zero defense. So with the tank being on and Toronto wants to keep their pick, it's going to continue, and they're a good go against, and I don't think they can put the number high enough for the Raptors. And yeah, you could say the same thing about Portland, too. They've lost 10 in a row. Now, you knew they'd get an effort last night because they lost by 60 over the weekend to the Miami Heat, and they hung in there against Orlando.
That's tough to do in the NBA.
Scoot Henderson was minus 58 in the game.
I didn't see
Set
that.
A record, yeah. So I'm not going to pin that loss on him, but that's still, it's an all-timer. So there is some wild stuff going on in the association here with 2 weeks left.
Imagine if minus 58 was not a record.
Well, I would. Oh, yeah, right.
Ooh, boy.
all-time bad.
Yeah, I'd say I like Dallas tonight. Also, Denver's laying 16.5 against San Antonio.
Too much, yeah, too much. You like the Heat?
Big number.
Heat 2.5 at home against the Knicks?
I have no opinion on that game. I looked at that one a couple times last night, too, and I'm not going to get involved.
He can still win this division as Orlando's screwing around. So the door's open for the Heat as well. And also, just like we talked about, now, if there's one organization that they say, we don't care, we'll play anytime, anywhere, it'd be the Heat. But the Heat would also like to get that 6th seed. Or at the worst case, the 7. So,
by the way, are we going to get Embiid back tonight?
It's in play, yeah. But again, with him, and his Sixers with shenanigans, you never know. They could announce it right before guess what he's going to play.
Yesterday was also April Fool's. So,
yeah, right.
Iron Eagle.
I'm sorry, but the game's on TNT, so it wouldn't surprise me.
On the show next, calling his first ever Final Four.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.